Seattle won the big game this year, and in honor of our team's victory, Robin Alexis created an ebook titled Seattle Super Bowl. That's S-O-U-P-E-R Bowl. Soup recipes. While watching the victory parade, she started to reflect on the thousands of people who are homeless and hungry in Seattle, many of whom are our nation's veterans and children. You can download this free ebook from the homepage of Robin's website, robinalexis.com. Robin asks that after you download your free soup recipe ebook, you take a moment and donate to a nonprofit organization that helps feed people in your local area. Enjoy the memories of Seattle's great victory and enjoy the soup recipes for generations to come, and relish the fact that you donated to help feed the hungry as well. Defeating hunger and homelessness is one of the biggest and greatest victories our country can achieve. To quote Margaret Mead, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. You can download this free soup recipe ebook from the homepage of robinalexis.com.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And boy, we've been talking whales, whales, whales up close and personal with my cousins, Marcy and John Edwards, and we are joined by their neighbor, Kathy, who's the one responsible for this whole whale venture, and they've decided to hang for a few more minutes here so we can just finish up our discussion. And by the way, if you're out there and there's something we didn't tell you that you want to know about these whales, the trip, they will stay up until the first break here. So we could take a phone call or two if you like. So you can give us a call 425-373-5527. And you know, if you're too shy to be on the air, you can ask Kathy your question and she'll talk to us. So local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So Marcy and John are still here. And Kathy, you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Neighbor Kathy and the one responsible for this trip is here. And so that we don't run out of time, anything that either of the three of you want to be sure that you have time to talk about or share about this trip and adventure?
Wow. I might add that the Welcome the Grays to Whidbey Island Festival and Parade will be in Langley on Saturday. I guess that's next Saturday, the 19th, from 11 to 5.
Ah.
And at 3 p.m. at the Methodist Church in Langley, there'll be a talk on the history of gray whale research by Mike Bursk.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that whole event all day will be presentations and educational displays for kids and of course, watching for the whales in the water off of Langley. So
and
that's
ringing the bell.
Ringing the bell, yeah. So I might have to go up to that this year. I've never gone up to
so
that
So that's
event.
Next Saturday, the 19th?
Yeah, 11 to 5, it says, on their website.
And that would be orcanetwork.com or .org.
Orcanetwork.org.
Also, do this because I was going to tell you in current events, but Cruise with the Whales and Orca Network. It's an Orca Network Whale Watch fundraiser. Food, wine, whales, and fun aboard the Mystic Sea. And that will be Sunday, April 27th from 3 to 5 p.m. You depart from Langley Marina on Whidbey Island. The tickets are $75, available at www.orcanetwork.org. And more information, call 360-331-3543. So that's an actual Orca Whale Watch fundraiser on the water, on a boat. Then hopefully there'll be some gray whales to see.
Kathy.
My niece and I went out 2 years ago on the east side of Whidbey. We left from Oak Harbor on one of the cruises, and we did see gray whales. We saw a gray whale named Patch. He has a big white patch on him, and he is actually, or she, I don't know if it's a he or a she, but is actually on this week's Orca Network whale sighting report. There's a really good picture of him.
Uh-huh.
On this week's report. So
I would imagine
we
with
see gray whale.
I would imagine day. With the gray whales, it's similar to like with the orcas, where they all, you know, some of them have names, but they all have numbers, and the those that know and watching are able to identify.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now what's that? Do gray whales travel and live in a pod like orcas do, or are they more solitary?
Yeah, I think they're more solitary. Well,
or individual.
Well, the mothers and the babies, of course, will travel together up the coast when the babies are, you know, strong enough to do so.
But I mean, like the orcas, the babies stay with mom. They stay together for life in their family group. Is that not the case with gray whales?
No.
So they separate at some
point. They separate. The babies are weaned, and they're still communicating in general because they're the sonic. Communication
right.
is huge. They can be 2 or 3 miles away and still communicate through the water. And one thing I wanted to also share was that once these the mother and baby whales leave the lagoon, they somehow tell the babies, okay, enough playing with humans. Just stay away from them from now on.
Really?
Yeah. They don't tend to, they're
have
not
a
encouraged
encounter.
To come and approach the boat other than down there in those lagoons. And that's why, you know, the chasing of the whales as opposed to just letting them come to you.
Yeah.
So that was so valuable down there. We just sat there and they came to us up here. When you do whale watching, you kind of see, where are they? And then you.
And that's why we
go
have to have
them.
So many rules and regulations up here,
exactly.
So people don't harass the whales. Yeah.
Well, I think that down in the lagoons too, and this book was written. Doug writes about the San Ignacio Lagoon specifically because that's where he has had the experience, but they do talk a little bit about the Ojo de Liebre lagoon where we were, and actually the one where we were in. Ojo de Liebre, that is where more than half the gray whales go to, give birth. It's a larger one, and more whales are, the birthing is much stronger there, or more common.
It's more sailing, so the little babies can go up, it's easier for them to float up and breathe and stuff.
Wow.
In that lagoon.
But one of the research pieces I had was that there are maybe about 800 new calves per year in Ojo de Liebre. Yeah, so
that's a lot.
A lot. But that, again, there's over a period of a couple months or so.
This is an incredible story of some of a
community.
A species, that have almost been extinct.
That's what I was just wondering.
And they have gotten back to almost, 20, a little over 20,000 now, which is getting close to what they were before all the big hunting.
The whaling, yeah.
Well, and just when you think back, you were talking about that first town that you stayed in, something Negro.
Yes.
That was named after a whaling ship.
Yeah.
Okay, which, of course...
Yeah.
It
speaks
we don't do
to
anymore.
The history, which is a very, and part of the book does, I mean, there is a very, sad history of the whaling and what they did to the whales. But I think what has happened now is that it's a story also, and the real positive, optimistic one, is of these communities in the lagoons that have decided to do eco tours, to do whale watching, and they have built a whole community life. The fishermen, even though they love to go out and fish, they have been encouraged to do whale watching during whale watching season instead of fish. And they have worked, the whole community has worked together to make the regulations and make it a positive thing. So,
well, and it is such a quality example of, what I get on my soapbox about sometimes here, sometimes what I write in the New Spirit Journal, about it. It really is time for humanity to wake up, and some traditions need to go away and we need to change. And just because it's our, quote, culture or our tradition does not mean what we're doing is okay and acceptable and should continue. And this is an example of how we can change the culture. We can change the tradition and make it a new one that serves all. And it's also an example. And you even said that when you visited with these whales, it was a spiritual experience. Yeah. Well, look at how we humans have slaughtered and tortured these whales in the past. But what an example of wholehearted forgiveness. Mm-hmm. They are there, you said. They came to you. They share. They trust you with their babies. John is right there with his hand right on the nose of the baby. And you said the mommies escort their babies and the shy ones right up to the boat. I mean, this is a phenomenal example of what life can really be like here on Mother Earth if we would only be open and willing to change.
And I think that the other thing is that so many people have said, and even those, very skeptical of the whole, what they might feel or see, is that it is absolutely, you feel privileged, but it is awesome. You can't explain it. It is a mystery, like the book says, Touching the Mystery. You don't really know all of what the whales can be or think or teach, but they are teaching us. And I think that people can be changed. We can receive and learn from this majestic creature and just know that there's something better than just killing these animals.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I have one other story here in my follow-up news that involves whales. And since I got us on the subject of just because it's our tradition does not mean it's acceptable and should continue. Here's another example of what we have to change. If you've not seen CNN's documentary Blackfish about the orcas, it's really important that you do. And, you know, I reported that one of the things that has happened since that documentary came out is that a California legislator introduced a bill, which bills similar to this have passed in other states, but they don't have SeaWorlds there. And this one would really have a huge impact because there is a SeaWorld in San Diego. But the bill was brought forth to make it illegal to keep, you know, to capture and keep and breed orcas in captivity. Well, of course, there was a major seizure over this in San Diego. SeaWorld in particular, San Diego secondarily concerned about tourism, the money, and all of that sort of thing. But this is so here is the follow-up, which I'm not surprised by. A state bill that sought to end killer whale shows at SeaWorld in San Diego and phase out their captivity was put on hold Tuesday, dousing an escalating fight between animal activists and supporters of the major tourist attraction. The bill's author agreed during the bill's first reading before the Water Parks and Wildlife Committee to revisit his proposal after, quote, further study. As a result, AB2140 is dead for this year, and the soonest lawmakers could vote on the proposal would be mid-2015. So, like I said, that's not surprising. And obviously, the senator had to, you know, succumbed to the pressure from the powers that be at SeaWorld and San Diego to put this on hold. But the good news is that he got it out there to begin with, and it hasn't. It's on hold. So now is the time in this next year. We all need to pay attention to this. You need to speak with your money and not go to SeaWorld and see these killer whales and so forth, because there's a way to change this. And I would put money on the table if we as a human consciousness would open up, expand, realize thought directs energy, that there is telepathic and empathetic communication. Look what's happened in Baja, the lagoons, and the gray whales, and what the gray whales are willing to do. If SeaWorld would redo and build sea pens rather than the confinement and that, and if they'd all learn to meditate and pray and connect telepathically and empathetically, idly money on the table, the orcas would come in and do a show on their own.
Yeah.
So how about that for the way of the future? And keep this in mind and keep thinking about it, because it'll come up again next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe little by little, and maybe we'll get there. Okay.
And all that whole thing can be followed through the Center for Whale Research.
Oh, is it on there,
and
Kathy?
It's on there, yeah. What you just read I read on there. So it's that'll be a place to keep up to date with how these bills are going, and also put, you know, our word in. And I have to say that I have visited SeaWorld. I took my kids there. We loved it, but I would never go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not after my experience.
Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart.
And maybe down the road, you know, generations from now, the SeaWorlds will be taking people out on whale watch trips and not capturing the whales. And
well, exactly.
That's
or like I said,
idea.
You have the sea pens and you invite them in, and they come in. And I mean, there's lots of potential here for a cooperative relationship. And, you know, and as the orcas, you know, our granny has told Mary and shared with us, she's lived 300 lifetimes as an orca whale. And she says often that the whales will choose to give their lifetime to serve humanity. And as granny says, it's only one lifetime. Well, if we learn to be respectful and more cooperative, they would volunteer. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and of course, and then we get into, you know, like the Native Americans when they would hunt whales and any animals that they hunted, you know, they didn't just go out there on a hunting spree. They meditated, they prayed, they chanted, they asked for volunteers, and then they took the animals, whales, or whatever that came to them. You know, they didn't have all the answers, but they had some better spiritual answers in terms of getting along with Mother Earth and the animals that we could all learn from. So we have a lot of learning and growing to do. I just encourage all of you to stay on top of this. So I so appreciate John and Marcy Edwards. Kathy, thank you for joining us. Let's go over all the information here once. Oh, and in case you're interested in Sail Sand Point, it's sailsandpoint.org. Their phone number is 206-525-8782. The book we've been talking about that Marcy and John had in the boat with them is Whales, Touching the Mystery by Doug Thompson, www.newsagepress.com, or probably available on Amazon as well. But Whales, Touching the Mystery, Doug Thompson. BajaAirVentures.com is the group that y'all went on that trip. And boy, if I were going to go, that's what I'd want to do.
Incidentally, it's not Adventures, just to make sure. It's Baja Ventures.
BajaAirVentures.com.
Yeah.
Air Ventures, V-E-N-T-U-R-E-S. Right. BajaAirVentures.com. And then Kathy provided us with the www.orcanetwork.org, and then www.whalesresearch.com. Did you say it's a .com or a .org?
Correct, .com.
So it's orcanetwork.org, whalesresearch.com. All righty, I think that covers the bases. Kathy, thank you for joining us. John and Marcy, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors now for the first time in this hour. And then when we come back, I've got a recall. I've got some follow-up and some news and current events. And if there's any behavior training and healing questions out there, I will entertain those as well. So stay right where you are. And I've got to take care of, hint, 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 you'll need the phone numbers. I'll give them to you here in a moment. And then I'll say goodbye to you after the first commercial. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you feed, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for cats, two for dogs, one for hip and joint, one for skin and coat. There is a formula for birds. There is a wellness blend, which is vegetarian, and you can feed that to both your dogs and cats or other household critters as well. There's a horse formula, too. We don't give that one away on the air, but ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Ask your vet, or you can go directly to Designing Health at 800-774-7387 or www.designinghealth.com. And right now would be the time to pick up your phone and call Kathy if you would like to win a Missing Link version for your own animal friends. Local number 425-373-5527, toll free 888-298-5569, and let's go with the mammal of the day. Word of the day is whales.
Margaret Peggy Kaler, branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage, shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial or internet and all that sort of stuff. I feel like I'm starting this hour all over again, but I really am not. I do want to give you some information because I've just said goodbye to John and Marcy and seen them off. And let's see, what didn't tell you? Oh, if you have a behavior training or healing question and want to talk to me before the show's over today about your animal friend, you can do that anytime now. I'm happy to interrupt what I'm doing and speak to you. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you can now reach me via email through either email address, theanimalworldlive@hotmail.com or marthalight@aol.com. Go through the website, www.marthanorwalk.com. That's where you'll find current events and shelter contacts and all that good stuff. You can also call me if you like, especially if you need behavior training or healing advice. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. And if I'm not the right person to help you, I probably know who is. And phone number is 360-217-7258. And that reminds me. I was contacted this week by a listener because of an Oso dog, a family that lost their house and everything. They were able to escape with them and their dog, but the dog is now terrified and has extreme separation anxiety and has to be crated whenever they leave and all that kind of stuff. And so I've been asked if I would help. And, of course, they said I would be delighted to help. So I'm waiting to hear from this family and their dog, and we'll be able to let you know how this goes. But feel confident that we can help the dog and the family work through the anxiety after this whole thing. At any rate, if you need my help, 360-217-7258. And if you need to post something via the U.S. Postal Service to Animal World, the mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe at 98272. Let's see. Julie from Bellingham won the feline formula of Missing Link. Thank you, Julie. And remember that I also write a monthly column for the New Spirit Journal. You can pick that up for free at lots of places around the Pacific Northwest, or you can read it for free online at www.newspiritjournal.com. All right. I also want to let you know that we are in the market for another call screener or two, and it is a volunteer position. But it's a lot of fun, and you get to be part of the Animal World family. You get to be behind the scenes and find out what radio is all about and learn something about it, and you even get a chance to be on the air from time to time. And we do our best to accommodate you, and when we have enough call screeners, then you don't have to be obligated to be here every Sunday. So if you are interested in becoming a volunteer call screener for Animal World, give me a call at 360-217-7258 or email me, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okie dokie then. Oh, and then the last thing I got to tell you is with busy schedules for the summer, Kevin McDonald, Kim Miller Medium, and Animal Intuitive have been so competently hosting the show for me on the third Sunday of the month for the last almost 2.5 years, they're stepping away from the microphones. So next Sunday will be their farewell voyage here on Animal World. So be sure that you're here. It will be your last chance to call and have Kim help you connect with your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other. It'll also be an opportunity for you to call in and thank them and wish them well and all of that good stuff. And I hope that certainly Kim will be back and, you know, will do the show from time to time with me as she's done in the past, but certainly not until after the summertime. At any rate, Kevin and Kim's farewell voyage next week on Animal World. So be sure and be here for that. Well, okay, let's see. Well, you know, before we run out of time, because I do have some follow-up and I have some news. How about we do some current events? Okie dokie here on the current events schedule. All kinds of cool stuff coming up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. They do neat things. And cougars at the Northwest Stream Center this Thursday, April 17th at 7 p.m. Brian Kurtzen will conduct a lecture on cougar ecology, behavior, and management. Very entertaining way to learn all you need to know about living around and with these magnificent animals. Sixth graders to adults are welcome. It's $5 for members, $7 if you're not. You need to call for reservations, 425-316-8592. And then I just think this sounds fascinating. Streamkeeper Academy presents Pacific Feast, A Cook's Guide to West Coast Foraging and Cuisine on Thursday, April 24th, 7:15. Again, it's at the Northwest Stream Center. Best-selling author, professor, and guide Jennifer Hahn presents a fun event geared for everyone wanting to explore something new and tasty in the kitchen that's grown locally and at a low cost. After the show, Jennifer will offer wild food tastes, and her book will be available for purchase and signing. And again, it's $5 for members, $7 if you're not. You need to call for reservations, 425-316-8592. Website is www.streamkeeper.org. All right, let's save the date for Wild in Washington, the second annual fundraising auction for South Sound Critter Care, Sunday, May 4th at Tukwila Community Center, 1 p.m., 360-886-8917, or southsoundcrittercare.com. Another save the date for the 8th annual Poochapalooza at Strawberry Fields Athletic Park in Marysville. That's Saturday, July 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Free parking, free admission, wag bags, 55-plus vendors, food, demos, Seattle Fly Dogs, canine good citizen testing, pet contests all day, pie-eating contest for dogs. That's got to be a good one. Wiener dog races, and new this year is a doggy dessert dash. They do have fun. The event is a fundraiser for their off-leash park, and all proceeds benefit. Check out the website at www.poochapalooza.org. And you can still get in to register for vendor forms, and sponsor ops are all available on the website. If you have questions, call Leslie at 425-268-5285. Scrub-a-Mutt Benefit Dog Wash and event is on Saturday, August 16th, so mark your calendar for that. And that's an annual event. They're looking for pet-based vendors and businesses and companion animal rescue groups to participate. Rescue groups are free. For-profit vendor booths are only $50. Call Jennifer at 360-659-9626 or www.scrub-a-mutt.org. Well, let's see. And also Scent and Find nose classes, the great scent work that I'm teaching Robbie to do. So much fun. Starting up this week at Sam's Cats and Dogs in Monroe and at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. The classes are limited to 4 to 6 dogs, so you want to call Marilyn to sign up right away if you want to get a shot at this. Tell her I sent you, 206-851-7528. And critter-loving events at Seattle Humane. Toddlers 4 to 5 years old for an hour of companion animal fun and learning, story times and crafts, animal-themed games and songs. Meet every other Friday at Crossroads Mall, Community Road, and the Kitty Literature Sessions for children 5 to 10 to practice their reading skills with supporting, comforting audience of cats at Seattle Humane. 20-minute sessions, Monday through Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m., 425-373-5385. And you can sign up your kid for animal adventure day camps this summer, 7 to 9-year-olds and 10 to 12-year-olds. The camps run from June 23rd to August 15th. Ooh, okay, and buy your tickets for the 25th annual Tuxes and Tails benefit. It will be Saturday, May 10th at the Hyatt Regency in Bellevue. Phew, that's a lot of stuff. And I think that covers enough of that. Then I told you next week is it's Easter Sunday with Kevin and Kim and their farewell voyage on Animal World. So you want to be sure and be here. Talk to them. Say thanks. Wish them well. And get a reading from Kim before she's not in here for a while. Okay, and then remember the orca stuff, the cruise with the whales and Orca Network on Sunday, April 27th. It's a Orca Network whale watch fundraiser, food, wine, whales, and fun aboard the Mystic Sea. Costs $75. Available at www.orcanetwork.org. Well, okay, I guess that brings us right up to the time where we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this show. So we'll do that. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. It is the most important part of the show. And come on back and we'll do some follow-up and news. Unless, of course, you'd like to ask a behavior training or healing question, now would be the time to call 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and much more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You can find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Jana Rosewood help. For over a decade, Jana has helped relationship seekers gain clarity in their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship. Meet with Jana in person at East West Bookshop, where she is available for private intuitive consultations on April 19th and May 31st. Contact Jana today at rosewoodwisdom.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. It's also time for the end of Animal World today. We're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. This is Martha, and I am so delighted that you were here for the day, and I just had a great time talking about the whales, and I was just thinking about Marcy's going to send me I picked out the three best pictures I want to put up on the website, and so she's going to email me those, and I think we can have them up, and they'll go up on the current events page when we get them, and then once my new website is finished with all the bells and whistles and can do all the good stuff, we'll put up a video, so that'll be very cool. All right. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to let you know, too, you heard the last ad that ran, of course, is for Animal World. And I would say, you know, how inexpensive advertising is here and as little as $45 a week. But, you know, I got directed by Spirit that there are a lot of you out there that are very small businesses or just getting started up. And even $45 a week is too much. So Master said, well, figure out a way to do something even for less. So I did. I figured out a way to get you a presence on the show for, get this, $26 a week. You can't afford not to do this. $26 a week, it gets you an ad on the show. It'll get you a link on my website. It gets you an interview on the show because I'll give you all the other perks just so that you can get your name out there and let everybody know about you. So as long as there's room, $26 a week gets you on the show. So give me a call, 360-217-7258, or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Well, and it's been a while, but there is a recall this week. But it's not a company that I'm familiar with, so I'm not sure where the foods are sold. But since we've got listeners all over the country, I thought I'd tell you about it. It's Robert Abady, or Abady Dog Food, A-B-A-D-Y, Dog Food Company. They're out of New York, and they're recalling 2-pound, 5-pound, and 15-pound boxes of Abady Highest Quality Maintenance and Growth Formula for cats, and that's because of a salmonella potential. So Abady, I think that's how you do it. Abady Highest Quality Maintenance and Growth Formula for cats. All right. We talked about, you can see the whales on the coast here. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you about. Good Animal TV. I really enjoy Animal Planet and Nat Geo Wild channel. And I just last night was watching again reruns of My Cat from Hell with, you know, my favorite feline behavior therapist, Jackson Galaxy. And they've been doing reruns on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Well, the new season starts Saturday, April 26th, and the new shows will be at 8 p.m. That's on Animal Planet here on the West Coast. And the promos they're running look fabulous. And, of course, his shows just get better and better. And remember that Animal Planet volunteered him to go in and deal with that family that called 911 because they were being held prisoner in their bedroom or bathroom or something by their angry cat. And so he volunteered to go in and deal with that. And that's supposed to be covered on this edition or this, you know, season of My Cat from Hell. So if you've got cats or you love cats, and especially if you've got problems with cats, you got to watch Jackson's show. He just is fabulous. And you can watch reruns at 10 p.m. on Saturdays until the new season starts at 8 p.m. on April 26th. Also, on Friday evenings now, on the Nat Geo Wild channel, Cesar Millan is back with shows on, and they're running Dog Whisperer shows, they're running some other, and he's got a new show called Cesar 911. I saw half of that on Friday night, because I didn't know it was on, and I caught half of it, and it was a case where he's actually going in as on an emergency basis to deal with dog problems, and I think the guy is terrific. I think he is one of the gifted ones, and he's extremely knowledgeable, and I think you can learn a lot by watching his shows. So Cesar Millan is back with a new show and reruns of other shows on Friday evenings on the Nat Geo Wild channel. Okay. Well, let's see. This is an interesting... in case you have this problem, this was in the Everett Herald this week, and it's the first one that was realistic about the problem. It says, can a lush lawn and a dog coexist? If you want a dog in a lush lawn, you're not out of luck. Dog urine can damage grass, but highly rated experts in lawn care, landscaping, and dog training tell our team that there are several ways your pet and your property can coexist. One, change your habits. The cheapest and easiest way to reduce doggy damage is to hose down and dilute urine right after the dog relieves itself. Then commit to reseeding damaged areas of grass as needed. I mean, that's a real honest, logical, practical approach, and most people I know won't do it. And that's why they want some a cheap or an easier fix. Change your yard. Also a good idea. A top dog trainer says his grass is better able to withstand the effects of multiple dogs when he maintains a 4-inch height and applies organic fertilizer. So 4 inches, most of us cut our grass much shorter than that, but a 4-inch height and use organic fertilizer. Another option, if your dog uses a specific area of the yard, is to cover the grass with pea gravel or artificial turf. Artificial grass costs about $1.50 to $5 a square foot. Pick a higher density option with a non-porous backing. Choose polypropylene or probably polyethylene over nylon because poly products won't absorb moisture and will drain better. Using crushed granite as a base material under the turf will also help with drainage. For infill, use silica sand or another product that won't absorb odor. The next option is change your dog. Many dogs can be trained to urinate and defecate in a designated spot. It may take 4 to 6 weeks of effort. Now, I will tell you as a behavior therapist, this is way more difficult to do when you've got a dog that's already habitually, you know, been peeing and pooping in different places in your yard all its life than if you start off with a puppy and teach them to go only one place to begin with. But you can teach old dogs new tricks. It just takes longer. And generally speaking, it takes at least 6 weeks to extinguish a bad habit, solidly replace with a new pattern if you are consistent. So here it says, flag off a sizable portion of lawn to create a large target zone to start. Leash your dog and take it to that area every time it has to go. Always clean up after the dog. Over time, as the dog responds, gradually shrink the flagged off area to your preferred size. Well, I would say it isn't quite that simple. That's a good basic plan, but you've got to take them there every time. If they go in the targeted area, food reward on the spot. Be careful about cleaning up after them while they're watching. Monkey see, monkey do. That can get dogs more interested in their own poop and eating their own stool. You don't want them to do that. So you can clean up when they're not there is acceptable. Let's see. Eventually, you won't need the flags and the dog will know the boundaries. Okay, get the scoop before hiring. If solid waste in the yard is your concern, consider outsourcing cleanup duty. Besides garnering positive online recommendations, a reliable pooper scooper business should be able to provide you with a cost estimate, often based on the size of your yard, the size of your dog, and the frequency of service. I can't give you a specific recommendation. They don't either in this article because I don't know of the companies. But I'd sure like if you're a poop scooper business out there that deals with the Seattle, Bellevue, Greater Puget Sound area or any area around here in specific. I'd love to hear from you and I'd love to advertise for you if you do a good job. So $26 a week, can't beat that. Okie dokie. Oh, how about this? We don't even need the music because we've already got the sunshine going on. How about some good news to finish up today's show? This was kind of a nice one. Military dog that saved many retires with honors. This is out of Tampa, Florida. Sergeant Staff Shannon Hudo thought his bomb-sniffing dog, Eddie, was just being lazy when he wouldn't move from a certain spot one hot day in Afghanistan in 2012. But Hudo then saw what Eddie smelled, a homemade bomb partially buried in the dirt. It was 6 inches from Hudo's foot. Quote, it was a high-stress moment, I guess. A short time later, Eddie sniffed out another improvised explosive placed on a bridge the patrol unit was about to cross. Eddie saved Hudo's life and lives of a dozen patrol members and countless people in the village. For his service, Eddie retired Friday with full military honors. The ceremony was held at McDrill Air Force Base in Tampa, and a few dozen soldiers turned out to cheer Eddie on. The Belgian Malinois was assigned to MacDill's 6th Security Forces Squadron and has served for about 5 years. He's also helped sweep government buildings and helped the Secret Service by checking presidential and vice presidential visit venues. In retirement, he will be reunited with his first handler, Andrew Grimes. Isn't that cool? I just think that's really neat. Hudo said he will be forever grateful to Eddie for saving his life. During the brief retirement ceremony, Eddie wasn't quite sure what to make of all the people clapping, talking, and saluting. He appeared nonplussed when someone formally handed Hudo a plaque. But when Carol Wright, a private Air Force contractor, gave him a special cake made out of peanut butter and bananas, he dove right in. How fun is that? As a working dog, Eddie wasn't allowed such luxuries. Now he's free to enjoy the pleasures of retirement. Quote, he can go and be a pet dog, Hudo said. 100% sitting on the couch, playing with toys, sleeping in the bed. Well, how cool is that? Congratulations, Eddie, and thanks for serving our country and doing such a great job. Well, everything else on my list is going to have to wait. Next week, of course, I will be at Temple, but just between you and me, I'm going to arrange to call in to wish, you know, thank Kevin and Kim and wish them well. So I hope you will do the same. It is Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller Medium's last show with Animal World for a while. They are stepping away from the microphones in lieu of very, very busy work schedules. And of course, Kim's addicted to her boat. So they'll be doing other things, and so will we. At any rate, it's their last show with us next Sunday. So I hope you'll be here to call in. Kim can help you connect with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. You can also thank them and wish them well and all that good stuff. Join me doing that. Let's see. After today's show, Mike is at regular programming, so that would be an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. And then, of course, the sunshine awaits. I have a date with my lawnmower. Mike, you have a date in the studio the rest of the afternoon, but you get to enjoy tomorrow with your granddaughter, right? Tomorrow in the sunshine? Woohoo! How fun is that? All right. I wanted to say thank you to Kathy, but I'm not seeing her smile. Oh, there she is. I didn't see her in the reflection. But Kathy, thank you so much. And Mike, thank you so much. And John and Marcy, if you're driving and listening, thank you for joining me here. And I can't wait to see you again. And thank you, Kathy, neighbor Kathy, for joining us all about whales. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. Kim and Kevin will talk to you next week, and I'll talk to you again in two.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.